pictures of trannies, pictures of Brigitte Macron's penis.
Fuck Mark Levin!
Quack, is this true?
Mommy, I'm hungry.
Brigitte Macron killed everybody.
Hey, we don't like y'all. They're Frankists.
Goyim are not people. Let go get... Nigga given, what up? Fuck you, dude. Like, fuck you.
A nigga is tired.
Israel did 9/11.
I love to see Italians beating the shit out of hillbillies. I love it.
Ah! Okay, so you're Jewish, obviously. White ass niggiving.
They're in Nazi Germany making chocolate.
He's just a cuck. I'm the king of the North. Fucker. I need to marry a white person.
I've always liked Stalin.
We all started talking like greasers.
Shut up.
Gross!
Larry Silverstein's a piece of shit!
You fucking Yankee.
You're an idiot.
Order number 6-7. 80% of the population is completely fucking retarded.
Hail Macron, honestly. It's just such a Faustian way of dealing with Russian propagandists. Do you think Candy will be hiding in Moscow by the end of the year?
No, I mean, look. I will believe it when I see evidence. Here's the thing. Candace Owens says... Oh, they're trying to kill me. We haven't seen a shred of evidence. Like, where's the evidence? She just sounds crazy. She's going on Instagram saying that Brigitte Macron's ancestors were chocolatiers in Nazi Germany. I'm not making this up. They're Judenrat chocolatiers. They're Jewish spies or something. Or they're ratting out the Jews. I didn't follow that, actually, what she was saying about that. But that's the word she used. She said they were... like Jewish spies in Nazi Germany running a chocolatier. They were chocolatiers. Then they came over to America in Project Paperclip. And then Brigitte Macron was a victim of MKUltra and the Stanford prison experiment. And then she was given over to Macron to like spy on him on behalf of Israel. And that's why Macron is protected by Mossad. Like, that's the story. And Charlie Kirk was killed because she was going to blow the whistle. And now she's going to get killed by the French. And it's like, what a coincidence that all those conspiracies are connected to this, right? Like, Brigitte Macron. And like, you know what is really funny? Their only evidence that Brigitte Macron is a man is that they ran her face through facial recognition AI. And she has a partial match with a childhood photo of her brother. That's the evidence. And from that, we are getting the rest. So we are extrapolating, this 80-year-old woman looks like this grainy photo of her brother as a child. So based on that, we could go back to the French Revolution. The Trognos were missionaries during the White Lotus Rebellion in China. That's why they call the show White Lotus. Centuries later, they're Frankists. And they're in Nazi Germany making chocolate. And then they get sent to America with Werner Braun and Project Paperclip. Then they're in Stanford prison experiment and getting MKUltra. Now they killed Charlie Kirk. And they're like Forrest Gump. They're like Forrest Gump times 6 million. The Trognos. It's like Sympathy for the Devil. They were the Knights Templar. They were the Illuminists. They were the Masons. They were the Bolsheviks. They were the Nazis. They were the CIA. If she could produce a shred of evidence, I might find it believable. I don't wish any harm on her. I hope she's okay. I hope her family's okay. I hope it's not real. I don't want her to get murdered, obviously. I want her to live a long and happy life, but I just don't see any evidence. It sounds totally insane. Sounds totally insane to me.
Also, do you think Matt Walsh is being blackmailed to stay at DW or just a cuck for Ben's money?
He's just a cuck. When are you guys going to learn?
Is he being blackmailed?
Yeah, the demons took control of his body. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, on the third day of darkness, the demons took control of him, and the chemtrails went up his nose, and he became totally controlled by Israel. Yeah, some people are just of very low character. It's that simple, you know. Not everything's a conspiracy, actually.
Not attacking either. But what does Tucker mean when he says America and Christianity don't believe in collective punishment? Isn't Hiroshima and the Amalek genocide a form of a collective punishment? Not saying it was unjustified, but it clearly fits the term and counters his point directly.
So you're just, like, obtuse on purpose.
Morocco's America's closest ally. Muslims aren't oppressing women.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What does he mean? What about the Dukes?
Love watching people interviewing you ask questions that would make you crash out if they were super chats. What's more dangerous? TikTok, fentanyl, or of? Bro, even use the Austrian painter line.
The Austrian painter thing was crazy. Who are your top five favorite artists besides Bach and the Austrian painter? I was like, oh.
Let's see. Favorite artists? Hitler, Mozart, Wagner, Kanye, but only when he sing Hail Hitler. like, really? Who's the... Michael Jackson, Mel Gibson. I was like internally dying. But look, I mean, I'm a nice guy. When I'm with a person, I can be a little friendlier than when it's just a text coming through. But yeah, that was crazy. Who's your favorite artist? Is it Hitler? Is it Hitler? Is it Bach? Probably Hitler. probably Hitler. Favorite painter, Hitler. Favorite actor, Mel Gibson. Favorite musical artist, Richard Wagner. that was a little funny. That was kind of funny.
Anon 1369420 sent $50. What do you think of Pariah Dolls MTF arc?
Male to female to male to female. Yeah, well, it's interesting. He detransitioned at my urging. He transitioned to a girl. And then I said, no, you got to become a guy. I urged him on the show. I said, time to be a guy now. And he did it. He became a guy. Now he wants to become a girl again. I'm like, you didn't really give it a chance, though. How long did you really be a guy? You didn't really give it a chance. You can't be a quitter like that. You got to give it time. He went from male to female to male for 2 seconds and then said, I don't like it. I want to be a girl again. Like, you got to give it a chance. You got to lay in it. You know, watch the game. Watch the big game. Go fishing. Go gamble. I literally do none of these things. But like, you know, you got to really live in it for a little while. You got to discover and get in touch with that. So I think he's quitting. He's quitting too soon. He went back to being a guy and said, okay, this sucks. I got to be a girl again. It's like, brother, just ride it out. So, but, you know, his life, his prerogative. But I would highly recommend not becoming a girl again.
Goy Slop Retard 69 sent $25. Piers Morgan had a panel of four to discuss you. Jake Shields and the other guy did a lot to defend you. Rabbi Shmuley and the Republican guy were awful. I wish Piers would invite you on.
Yeah, I couldn't watch. I can't watch Shmuley. He's too ridiculous. He's too ugly to look at. Like, it actually makes my stomach hurt looking at his face. Is too ugly. So I thought Jake did a great job. The other guy don't know. So I'm not familiar with him, but he did a great job too. He was very aggressive. So I thought they both did a really nice job. But honestly, I had to tap out after like 15 minutes because the guy's just too disgusting.
Rich Dell sent $20. What level of threat do you see Palantir posing to an America First future? Karp has said Gotham Europa stopped the rise of the far right. Could that mean preventing terrorist attacks and destabilization that fuel the far right? I know about the connections with Israel, but is there any evidence that suggests that Palantir could be used against a movement like AF? God bless.
Okay, thank you for the big super chat. What level of threat? About this much. This level, I would say.
What level of threat do you see Palantir posing to an America First future?
It's just like people can't think. Like, can you think critically? Or what's wrong? Do you, like, you don't see how. So what is Palantir? They're a software company. They're a data company. They use AI and algorithms to make data usable. They're all Jewish. It's a front for Mossad. Their guys are all over the DOW now. They're getting all the contracts. You don't see how that might possibly be used in the context of digital ID, pre-crime, federal surveillance. You don't see how that might be used to analyze all the people that have criticized Israel and prevent them from entering America's borders. You don't see how that might be used to subject those people to surveillance. Like, it's obvious why that's a problem of them getting in defense tech. It's obvious.
Pro Upperman 762 sent $25. Hey, Nick, my mom says you're satanic and she loves Israel. What can I do to change her mind? Base Kale sent $150. No message.
Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Stalin. How can I convert my boomer parents? My mom loves Israel. How do I, like, what am I, a robot? Am I ChatGPT? You have like millions of people asking simultaneously, like, hey, ChatGPT. Hey, Guac, is this true? Hey, Guac. Guac, is this true? Hey, Guac. How do I convince my mom to be... Shut up, bro. That's what the show is about. This show is an informational resource that teaches you about these topics. It's like, this would be like if I was putting on a live demonstration about cars every day. Okay, today we're going to change your oil. Today we're going to change a tire. And then in the end of the show, you said, hey, how do I teach my mom how to fix a flat tire? That's what the show's about. That's what the show's about. The show is me explaining and breaking these things down to you so you have the information. And then you ask, how do I convince them? The show is me convincing you. This show is me convincing you. Take the show, use it to, like, Goyim or not, people. Like, okay, Goyim? Dude, when Goyim say that they're people, brother, Goyim are not people. Sorry, but, you know, as much as I have my disagreements with the Jews, they are right about one thing. Goyim are not people. Okay, they're not. But we still have to care for them. We still have to take care of them. Goyim are not. Yo, Barry Weiss. High five. Goyim are not people. So true, Queen. And I say, and it's so true, and I say it all the time. Goyim are not people. Me and Ben Shapiro. Yo, Ben Shapiro. Down low. Up top. So fucking true, King. Cheers to that. I get why Matt Walsh does it now. Clink, clink. Oh, man. Yeah, that's brutal.
Noted to 12 cents, $75. That's we should good. All start buying Boomer's 1950s classics, which are depreciating in price, and drive them around. Showcasing American heritage and beauty for American first movement. Just like the Angelinos in LA Lowrider movement. Thoughts, Lowell?
Then they said, Goyim are people. Then what, dude? Then everybody clapped.
What if we all bought Twad cars?
Fuck you, dude. Like, straight up, fuck you to death. Like, derape you to death. No offense. That's got to be the dumbest super chat I've ever seen. That takes the prize. And what if we all started talking like this? We all started talking like greasers. We all had a toothpick. And we all said, hey. And it's like the 50s. Fuck you, dude. Like, fuck you. If the movement were in the hands of people like you, we would go straight to hell. Like, and God would be, it would be a mercy. It would be a fucking mercy. The ground would open up and hell would swallow us all and we would be grateful.
White suburban Roy percent 20.
The world you would create.
White suburban Roy percent $20.
What if we wore classic American clothes and drove American cars? And yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe Goyim aren't people. Maybe Ben Shapiro. Like, the more that I listen to Super Chats, the more I'm like, they're right. Like, the Jews are right. The more I listen to Super Chats, it's like, brother, we have like a mainstream audience now. The audience used to be small and like very dedicated and loyal and hardcore. Now we have this like huge mainstream audience and we're getting people to just say the craziest shit. And you're like, wow, you know what? It's like, man, oh man. Oh, if you're not a Groiper, if you're not a Groiper at the age of 18, you have no heart. If you're not a Zionist before age 35, I'm not going to complete that, but it's like, damn, you're like, we're really out here. Sipo said $20. Really out here.
I worked for the government in Canada, called my dad the other night, and I heard your voice in the background. I asked him who he was watching, and he said some kid named Nick Fuentes. Dad has been red-pilled without my help. Thank
Let's
you.
Go, base dad.
Freedom
dad
of the 13 cents, $65. It would be cool if America First could become an organization with a model like the Daily Wire, with more personalities than just yourself. Grow/diversify the message. Every Ben Shapiro needs a Matt Walsh, smiley face emoji.
Get a pen and paper. I need to write these down. Okay, so let's see. Start an America First party. Be like Daily Wire. Hire more hosts. Create a guide on, what was that other guy talking about? Diversity something.
Larry Silverstein is a piece of shit devil consent $25. What good, Nick? Since you're commander in chief of the America First movement, would it be annoying if I print out a bunch of America First stickers and post it on every stop sign to get the message out?
Yeah, please don't do that.
Peterson.
Hey, Larry Silverstein is a piece of shit devil cunt. Please don't try to represent me in any way. I'm begging you. Guy who's like so invested. Username? Larry Silverstein's a piece of shit. Like, who are you people? Who are you people? Like, what? Guy's like, create an account. Okay. Enter your username. Username? All right. Fuck Mark Levin. What? And choose a password. Choose a password? All right. Israel did 9/11. You need a special character. Exclamation point. Think they got the message on that one? You think you got the message across?
Guys like signing up on
For his Chick-fil-A app. Pick a username. Pick a unique username. Don't include your birthday or last name. Ha, don't worry about that. October 7th was fake. That's my username. What do you think about that?
You go to like Burger King. Larry Silverstein is the devil. Your Whopper is ready. Order number 67.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't try to represent me. I can only imagine what that looks like and what's going on over there. I don't even want to know. He's like, and the best is like it crescendoed. The username Larry Silverstein is a piece of shit devil. And then all caps, cunt. Like he got mad as he was, it prompted him for a username. And his first thought was like, lucky Larry. Lucky Larry wasn't there on 9/11 because the Jews did not. So it's like, okay, like maybe we need to relax. Maybe it's time to relax a little bit. You know, we could just pick for the username. How about like, I don't know, Super Chatter Groiper. I don't know. Ohio Groiper, you know, guy from Ohio, like something like that. Some pseudonym. I don't know. That's actually crazy. I think we're good on that. But thank you. But I
Peterson sent $20. How lonely is it to be the only brilliant voice in an ideology and fandom that is filled with nothing but the dumbest minds on planet Earth?
That's every dude. People are stupid. You go to any fandom, everybody's retarded. You think the Daily Wire audience is smarter? You think Crowder's audience? It's just, we have to wrestle with the fact that 80% of the population is completely fucking retarded and irredeemable. And that probably includes you. Everyone hearing this is saying, right, it's those other 80%. No. It's likely you. Okay, if there's a million people watching the show, 800,000 of you. And you know, there's like a selection bias. Maybe it's less, but like, yeah, like 80% of the population is kind of irredeemable and, you know, we're going to like treat them humanely. We're not going to like torture them to death and stuff, but like they can't make decisions for us.
MTG face hit the brick ceiling.
Yes, it did. And yes, it did. Thank you for the big super chat. Yeah. The ceiling is made out of bricks. She couldn't climb up to it, man. She fell. She didn't even encounter the ceiling. She just fell. Marjorie Greene, never been a fan. Never been a fan of women in politics. Better yet, never been a fan of women in general. Never been a fan of a woman in Congress who's going to be the leader of the populist movement. Sorry, not my first choice. And just when I thought I was going to have to put that aside for the sake of the movement, I was going to have to get along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, she reminded me that I'm always right. She resigned from Congress last week. And everybody wondered why. They said, does she have this sophisticated political agenda? Does she have these ambitions for higher office? Is she running for governor? Is she running for president? She has surged to 6% chance of being the nominee on Polymarket. Stop the presses. Put a stop on the Marjorie Greene options and calls. No. She didn't resign because she wants to run for president. She resigned because it got too hard. Because the pressure got to be a little too much. Southern Belle, early hominid, Georgian girl, can't play in the man's game. Can't play in politics. If you can't take the heat, maybe it's time to get back in the kitchen. Can't take the heat. Can't take the pressure. Maybe it's time to get back in the kitchen. Thanksgiving is upon us. Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. Thanks. So Marjorie Greene, she's out. She left Congress and she went on Twitter today and she had an absolute typical female meltdown. Typical female meltdown. This is why you can't put women in politics. Thank you, Marjorie. I really should send her a thank you note. Thank you, Marjorie, for proving to everybody this is why you can't let women in politics, because they just cry. Because they just cry. When shit gets too hard, they just cry. Mike Cernovich, who I don't even like, left her a very innocent reply. He said, you know, you should have continued and served out your full term. You should have finished what you started. And Marjorie launches this big screed. She says, well, I should serve out my term. Why don't you run for Congress? That's what she says. You should get off your ass and run for Congress. I've been fighting so hard. she goes and she says, what do you want? You want me to die like Charlie Kirk? Is that what you want? You want me to get killed like Charlie Kirk? Are you kidding me? A congresswoman to Mike Cernovich, all he said was, you know, you really should have finished out your full term. It's only 2 years. That's not a long time. 2 years? You're halfway through. Just, hey, run through the finish line. Run through the first baseline. He said, just finish. She goes, why? You want me to get killed? Why don't you get off your ass? Stop being a keyboard warrior and put the phone down and you run. Oh my gosh. And you know, the only thing that I regret is that I wasn't with other people. I wasn't with the men so we could all kind of share the knowing glance like, get a load of this psycho bitch crashing out. Get a load of the emotional meltdown. Oh boy, here we go. That's the only regret. I was like in bed on Twitter. Then it gets better. She comes back for more. She quote tweets her own tweet, her own crash out on a different account, on her official congresswoman account. And she says, I'll say this in the nicest way I can. Fuck you. And then she launches into yet another tirade, this time directed at men specifically. She said, typical man, typical Republican man. You expect your dinner on the table, but I've been telling you that the trash hasn't been taken out and the dishes aren't clean. Then she closes it by saying, I'm going to tell you, Republican men, make your own dinner, asshole, and clean up when you're done. Representative Green, this is a sitting congresswoman. She says, such a typical Republican man. Make your own dinner, ass, and clean up when you're done. It's like, oh my gosh. Thank you. Thanks. Christmas came early, man. Black Friday came early. What a gift to us misogynists. What a gift. Thank you. A gift to the misogynistic men in your life. So I saw that. I said, wow, amazing. Amazing. It's really amazing. Because I had my beef with her. And like I said, I've had people kind of on my ass about this. Tucker said, why do you attack Marjorie? She's a sincere fighter, bro. She's a fucking woman. Did you forget? Or what are you? Are you a woman too? Or you're an enabler? It's all these disgustingly attention-hungry and power-hungry women, and they get together with the faggots. Like moth to a flame. Like it doesn't matter how Republican, how conservative, Ann Coulter, fag hag. Ann Coulter and Ryan Gerdusky, moth to a flame. Marjorie Greene and Milo, moth to a flame. Candace Owens and Milo, moth to a flame. Candace Owens, be with your kids. Your kids want your attention. Like, could you imagine Candace Owens' kids, what they're thinking right now? Mommy is over there in the office and like the wallpaper's been ripped off the walls. It's just yarn everywhere, pinned up to the wall. Pictures of trannies, pictures of Brigitte Macron's penis, pictures of Emmanuel Macron, pictures of the Sanford prison experiment. Could you imagine like the empty bottles of wine? Could you imagine for a moment? The printer paper everywhere. Could you imagine things pinned up all over the wall? Eventually, she's probably just smearing the wall with paint or blood or something, you know, scrawling things on the wall. Brigitte Macron did this. Brigitte Macron, well, I'm Brigitte Macron. Like, you know, she's writing it in crayon or marker on the walls. Brigitte Macron killed everybody. Brigitte Macron started the war in Iran. And could you imagine what the kids are like? Mommy, I'm hungry. You know, the kids are knocking at the door. Mommy, why are you yelling? Why are you screaming? Is everything okay? It's like, dude, you like this is abuse. This is wife abuse. I am going to turn out to be the number one crusader for women's health and women's well-being because what these men are doing to these women is abuse. Putting your wife in Congress is abuse. She's gonna, you know, bad things are gonna happen to her. This is abuse. She can't handle it. Putting your wife on YouTube with a million followers and saying, hey, go nuts. Dude, her husband should be put in jail. Could you imagine if this was your wife going live every day, bobbing her head and saying, yeah. So then I told the president of France, I know you were an MKUltra victim. Like, and you know, what is he? He's leaning up against the wall with his arms folded. Like, that's why I married this woman. You go get him, Candace. You tell the Illuminist Frankist conspiracy what's up. God help us. God correct these people. What is this? What are we doing to our wives? What are we doing to our families? Candace is going live every day, bobbing her head, deputizing her followers. God knows that's going to end well. We're the intelligence agency. Can you? Everyone was wearing maroon. They're wearing maroon. The yellow plane went this way. The blue plane went that way. And everyone was wearing maroon. And they all have a bee keychain on their backpacks. And the husband's got to be sitting there. What is your obligation to this person? Don't you have an obligation to intervene here?
Legend has it the original screening of A Bronx Tale had a group of obnoxious Chinese tourists going into the bar and getting roughed up and dealt with by the neighborhood crew. SAG didn't like how it highlighted Chinese stereotypes, so they made the producer change it to a white motorcycle club.
Good. I like that. I think that's better. I love to see Italians beating the shit out of hillbillies. I love it. That's my favorite scene. That's my favorite genre is in Italian movies when cowboys get the shit kicked out of them by Italians. I love that. I'm not going to lie. I love it. I love in Casino when Joe Pesci beats the shit out of the cowboy with the phone. I love in Bronx Tale when the bikers come in and the Italians beat him up. I love it. It's my favorite thing. I love when my cousin Vinny, he goes down to the southern town and throws everybody for a loop. It's my favorite genre. I like it.
Cala Sicilian sent $20. Happy Thanksgiving, Nick. God bless you and your family. Least favorite Thanksgiving food?
Least favorite Thanksgiving food? Probably maybe the cranberries. I like all of it. I like the mashed potatoes. I like the corn, turkey, stuffing, the biscuit, the pie. But what I don't like is probably the cranberries. Never get the cranberries. But we only have that stuff. People always, you know, they do the sweet potato thing, mac and cheese. We never did that for Thanksgiving. I feel like that's a Southern thing maybe, but here we only ever did that stuff.
Happy W. Wayne Giving.
Thank you for the big super chat, white ass nigga giving. White ass nigga giving. White ass nigga giving. Nay giving. Nit. Nit. White ass nigga giving. Nigga giving. What up? Yeah, little of that.
AFAF sent $20. Hilarious how every time one of the conservative women who is against feminism and on the side of man actually occurs any conflict or criticism from a man, the inner feminist and sisterhood comes out viciously and with revenge. The psyop is deep.
Love it. Beautiful. It's so good. It's so good. I thought some things are just so good. It's just, I feel vindicated about everything lately. Like the Jews get together at their Congress and they're like, we need to ban anti-Semitism. And Nick Fuentes, like, are you guys seeing this? Marjorie Greene, emotional crash out, hates men. Guys, no, look, guys, you're not watching. Look, hang up and hang out. Look, watch, you're missing it. I'm right about this too. You know, black people setting bitches on fire, stabbing them to death. It's like, guys, another one. Look, just like we said. Yeah, now I don't love to see that, but it feels reassuring to know that I'm not crazy.
Italian Grow, I percent $20. Politician here. Why are you so right? I recently got elected. A year in, I had to get treated for anxiety. Lol. But the ugly truth is, thanks to beta males, we were forced to step up. Man up, men.
No, 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 no. We will do our job. I'm doing my job, but you need to do your job. You can't tell men what to do. That's the problem. Women, because then women do this roundabout thing where they're like telling men to tell them what to do, but you're still telling them what to do. All right, listen up, you men. You need to be real men now. It's like, hey, a real man is going to say, I don't take orders from women. You know, that's always how that goes. Like, don't you start now. We started off real good. Now, let's not end on a bad note. Man up, she says. I don't want to hear that. A man's going to put his foot down and say, no. No, men will tell other men to man up. You don't need to tell. You don't concern yourself with that. Don't tell men to man up. You can want men to man up. You can encourage maybe your man to man up. That's part of the problem. But yeah, look, I love women, but they don't belong in politics. It's not good for them. It's not good for us. It's not good for anybody.
Peace supremacy sent $50.
That's wrong.
Muslim Groy per here. 100% agree on your MTG analysis. When the Prophet Muhammad heard the news that the people of Persia had made the daughter of Khusro their queen, ruler, he said, never will succeed such a nation as makes a woman their ruler. Source, Sahih Bukhari Hadith 7099.
Well, the Prophet was right about that. Let's just say that much. Muhammad was right about one thing. Women should not run the country.
Rakshapa sent $40.
You know, I don't agree with Muhammad on everything, but I will say this. You know, I don't agree with Muhammad on everything, but the one thing I agree with Muhammad on, women should not be in charge. We disagree on a lot, and I don't endorse everything.
Rakshaka sent $40. What? As a father of a white baby boy, I'm deeply thankful for you.
Kansas farmer to Chicago urbanite. Does the broader urban population really despise us? View our government aid and subsidies as welfare while they are on food stamps?
We don't
blame
think
us for voting for our own downfall as if Big AG doesn't own both parties? I imagine you don't have experience in the AG sector, but here's some of my Chinese soybean shackles anyways. Great work.
To tell you the truth, we don't think about you. We don't think about what happens out there. What's out there? Who even knows? Okay. We're here in the city. Like, we're preoccupied with our own business and our own things and our own problems. So country people, what do you city folk think of us? We don't. Thank you for the big super chat, though. It's country people that are obsessed with city people. Country people are obsessed with city people, hating them, resenting them. Oh, you're a city slicker. You think you're better than me. We don't think of you at all. We're busy with our own shit. We have stuff to do here, okay? We try cool new restaurants. We see the sights. We go out on the weekends. We have shit to do. We don't have time to sit around and think about a bunch of farmers. But I always get the Southern people and country people in general. They say, you city slicker, you fucking Yankee. It's like, dude, we're like, okay, like, congratulations. Good for you. We're going to go back to this. You know, we're city people talking amongst ourselves. So did you see that play? Oh, wow. Did you try that new restaurant? Oh, did you see that? They just opened this over here. Oh, they're doing a new development. And then some country person, hey, we don't like y'all. And we're like, okay, good. Anyway, no, but I appreciate the big super chat. I don't mind country people. I really don't. I don't mind country people at all. Country people are good people, but they hate us for some reason. They hate us because they ain't us.
$15.98, $25. That's fine. Thank you for being a voice of truth. What is your beef with the South? Just seems divisive, and country folk and farmers are the backbone of America, and cities can't run with farmers.
See, you're just sensitive. I don't have a beef. The South has a beef with us, fucker. The South has a beef. We never hear the end of it. Oh, you Yankees. Oh, you city people. Oh, yeah. It's you that has a problem with us. And I'm like, you know what? We don't want to hear it anymore. You know, that's it. I don't have beef with the South. Here's the thing. I don't really love the South. Okay. I love the people, but I would never live there. I just don't. It's not my culture. I feel like an alien there. It's too humid, too hot. The people act differently down there. They talk too slow. They're too relaxed. The food's not good, so it's just, that's not my way of life. I am, you know, I'm from the North. I'm of the North. I'm the king of the North. I'm the king in the North, okay? I like, that's cringe, but that's where I'm from. That's my culture. I can't do all that. I can't do the aesthetic. I can't do the theme. You know, the theme of the South is like cowboy. The theme of the South is like farmer. I can't do that. The theme of Chicago is like, it's a lot of different things. It's organized crime, industry, gangs, violence. That's the theme of Chicago. Skyscrapers, architecture. Like, this is the theme. But the theme down there, it's like farmers, cowboys, honky-tonks, country music, pickup truck, my girlfriend and my dog. Up here, it's like, you know, freezing cold, carrying a gun. Walking through the city, looking over his shoulder, the train goes by. It's really loud. It's industrial. It's dark. Everything looks decrepit. Everything looks lived in. It's dark outside. Like, this is where I live. I live in that shit.
Hamson had sent $20. Happy Thanksgiving. What is something you're thankful for this year? Smile.
I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for my family. Thankful for my great group of friends. I'm thankful for all of you, and to have a platform and be able to have a living and do what I love. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for another beautiful day in the world.
Nick, did you see Candace's tweet about Macron trying to have her killed, but now she's saying the White House / intel agencies have confirmed receipt of her report and that the president will have to come out and address it now. Lol. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's so crazy, man. How is this going to end? How is the story going to end? It just gets crazier and crazier. And like, all the conspiracies are bleeding into each other. It's like I said the other night, like, you just knew that the first show she did about Charlie Kirk's assassination, that eventually it would turn into a Brigitte Macron thing. Like, you just knew from the very beginning it was going to find its way back to being about Brigitte Macron. I guess I just underestimated the extent to which it would lead back to everything that ever happened. The Stanford Prison Experiment and MK Ultra and the Nazi regime and Project Paperclip and the French Revolution. So, yeah, like, we knew that was coming, and now you just wonder, how is the story going to end? Because it's like, she just keeps going and going, and it's just crazier and crazier. It's like, either she's going to be proved spectacularly wrong and get sued and lose all her money, or, I don't know, maybe she'll be right. Maybe the president will come out and say, you know, leave Candace Owens alone.
Big Daddy Waller sent $100. Are we still fucking with our day one Keith Woods or nah? He seemed to appreciate you more.
Yeah, I think he's learned to appreciate me a little bit more. There was a lack of appreciation there. It had to be addressed. Had to be addressed. Had to fight for it. Had to fight for that one a little bit. No, but we're cool now. We like Keith again. Yeah, he's showing me the appreciation I think that I deserve as a close friend. I'm your friend. You should appreciate me. You know, now I feel satisfied. Now I feel acknowledged. A little bit. So we're riding with Keith. We like Keith again. We could never really stay mad at each other. We're too, I don't know. I mean, he's one of the few people that sort of gets it. You know, I mean, there's parts of it that he doesn't get. It's the submarine thing. He'll never get that, you know, and like the vaccine thing, like he's, you know, the vaccine. So there's some things he's just, we're never going to win him over on. He's never going to see the light, but, you know, but he's a good guy and we're friends and, I'm happy to have him back in the fold here. And at the end of the day, we're Irish. We can't fight. We're two Irishmen. So we have to take our own side. And that's our side. We're Irish. You know, I am Irish after all. He's Irish. I'm a quarter Irish. He probably looks down on me, literally and figuratively, like I'm some sort of mongrel. That's okay. You have no fucking guns, bitch. And you have, you know, he could say, oh, well, Americans... they don't think, and yet they are. He could look down on us. Oh, okay, you have no guns, dude. No guns? No ships? You and what army? Huh? So, no. But we don't need to relitigate all that. But we're taking our own side. The Irish. Bannon. Me. Keith. Who are some other great Irishmen? You know, it's the Irish. The Irish are our closest ally, truly.
Wanton Farmer sent $20. A bunch of Muslims have bought our old Catholic church down the street and are turning it into a mosque. How cooked is our neighborhood?
That's bad. That's not good. Like, what do you, you know, I love these questions. It's like they're tearing down a church and they're building a synagogue. What do you think about that? Is that good or bad? What do you think I'm going to say? Like, what? They tore down a charity and they're building a trap house. What is this, good or bad for my neighborhood? They tore down a retirement home for the blind and deaf, and they're building a drug den. They're building a prison. Is this good or bad? Like, why? Why are half the super chats like that?
I agree that Candace is all over the map and drawing connections that are pretty thin. Nick, I am Mexican, Ukraine, and Polish. I will cook you all the food and cookies, and I shut up. I emailed you, smile.
No, I need to marry a white person. I don't think you heard me. And a white woman before he said person, a white woman, of course. No, I need to marry a white woman. Okay. I don't hear any white in there. Mexican, Ukraine, Polish. Where's the white women? You said there'd be white women here. Where are they? I don't see them. Are they in the room with us? No, I'm kidding. Look, I respect your dignity as a human person. I don't think you should be tortured. I don't think that everything is permitted against you in war. I mean, you're a human being, absolutely. But are you white? That's questionable. That's all. That's all I'm saying, okay? Relax. Don't get so mad. Mexican, Ukraine, and Polish? That's a fucking diabolical combination. Diabolical. What even the hell is that? What's the food? What's the spread going to look like? Pierogies and tamales? Like, what even is that? Borscht and a torta? What even is that?
I think we're all a bit disappointed you didn't dress up as a full-blown pilgrim with a buckle hat for a Thanksgiving episode. Candace wouldn't have been able to resist.
Imagine. Costume party. She's the Indian. No, it'd have to be... no, we'd have to invert it to make it fun. I'd be the Indian. She'd be the pilgrim. That'd be a little twist of fate. She captures me, makes me lead the way. She captures me. My whole tribe is eliminated. She captures me, makes me lead the way, show her the path. I'm clearing the brush. Like the ancestors did for thousands of years, we use every piece of the buffalo. We use every part of the bison. Okay, all right, that's the last super chat. That's all I got for you. I'm tired. This has been a long year. I'm ready to take my vacation. I'm going to come back in 20... look, a nigga is tired. This has been a marathon, and I've been running like it's a sprint. Your boy is tired. We're going to do the show for the remainder of the year. Then we're going to bring it in for a landing. I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to come back 26, ready to go. ready to fuck. We're going in. That's so gross. Why am I? I'm a little delirious because I'm tired right now. All right. Well, that's the last super chat. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about the show.